On our morning show today, we're going to talk about Blue River Autumn Fest. Yes, it is that time of year again. And in the studio today, we have Chief Justin Degenhart, and we also have the elder statesman of Blue River Fire and Rescue. That would be Steve Williamson. Steve, that I guess that's quite an honor, though, actually, isn't it?
I guess. At one time, I was probably one of the youngest, but that was 30-plus years ago. So
I know how that goes. Boy, it takes an army to put on a festival of this size, doesn't it?
Yes. I've got several volunteers that have stepped up from other towns that said they'd be willing to help with the dance on Friday night if we need help. So we'll take any volunteers that are willing to put in some time.
It's a real, true, small-town celebration, and I think you've got an action-packed thing each day, don't you?
Yes. Little Blue River is what, Justin? 316 people or somewhere in that general vicinity?
Closer to 360. But
so we have increased in size. I think the sign used to say 315, so Justin says it's now around to 360 people, so we've really grown. So
yeah, you really have. A little bit, anyway. You need some spray paint to change that sign, don't you? Men's fast pitch, Justin, that's going to go on, and that's kind of the highlight of the opening part of the weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We've actually got 11 teams this year. We started out up until last Sunday of 13 teams. We were going to start on Thursday night and play three games a night, four games on Friday, and all day Saturday and Sunday. And we ended up having two teams ended up backing out, not enough players or whatever to come in. But we still have 11, so we're going to be starting Friday night at 6 o'clock, going right at her. And there will be some pretty high-caliber teams playing Friday night.
The newly crowned champions will be there, won't they?
Yes, and they actually play Friday night, yep.
Meister Dairy?
Yep, Meister Dairy, they play Friday night. We do have another, I guess, high-caliber team coming. They're not going to play under this name, but it's the USA team, U21 team for U.S. Olympics is coming too.
So you got the younger generation coming to try and knock everybody off there, it sounds like.
Yep,
so
they are. They're going to try.
Blue River has long been a site for fast pitch softball, hasn't it?
It has been ever since I can remember, and probably as long as Steve can remember. They used to be there three nights a week playing in the league, and it's died off a little bit, but our tournament is the second largest in the state.
Is that right?
Yep.
So that's a real draw, too. You must bring people in from a long ways away, don't you?
Yeah, they do. We've got teams out of Illinois, Iowa, one coming from Rochester, Minnesota, a couple from up north, and then the rest of them are from around here.
The fundraising goes toward Blue River Fire and Rescue, and what are some things and some goals you have as far as putting that money to use?
Our biggest purchase, which it's actually not going to come till next year, but we have it ordered. It's going to take us a year to get it. We ordered a new fire engine. That is quite a hefty expense. Our board was graceful enough to allow us to go ahead with it. Some of our townships are going to have to borrow some money, so anything that we can bring in as a fundraiser, money put towards that will drop every bit of money that they have to borrow. So it's all going to go towards that.
Tell me about the truck. What do you know about it?
We ordered a custom fire engine apparatus. It's a Spartan chassis. It's basically what you see pretty much everybody else has around here. It's a six-man cab engine. It's pretty basic, but it's quite expensive.
Any idea, ballpark figure, what a truck like that costs?
Summer's around $660, $665. So it's quite a chunk of change.
Yes, it is. So that's why the weekend is important, right?
Very, very important.
No doubt. So we're looking forward to that this weekend and many things. Steve, let's start out and kind of just go down the list there. There's something especially for the young people just about every minute, isn't there?
Yes, all weekend. Kid games will be all weekend long. That's sponsored by the Friends of Blue River. Do you know, Justin, what time are they? I would assume they'll be ready around 5-ish, 6 o'clock probably on Friday evening. They don't have a time here on the poster, but
they'll be there ready to go about the same time the ball game starts.
Yes. And then after that, at 7 o'clock, it's a Euchre tournament. Sharon Paysald, her husband Ken, was a longtime fire department member. Local people, they enjoy playing Euchre, so she has taken over the organization of a Euchre tournament. 7 o'clock, they'll be playing underneath the shelter, so that's all I know on that. Water fights, Justin and Chris Rowan are in charge of that. Justin, you cover that a little bit, please.
So it's fireman water fights. It's not something you see everywhere anymore. They are starting to come back. I've actually been three of them so far this year, not in the last month. So we're going to start at 7 o'clock, try right on the head to start fighting then. So anybody who wants to come in, firemen that want to come in and register before that. Last year we had 13 or 14 teams. It took us till probably 10 o'clock. It gets pretty interesting, but...
Always a lot of fun. So what are the secrets to a good firefight if you're going to coach your team?
I don't know. I never win.
Oh, yeah. So what is the strategy?
Well, back when the Hackles were always winning, if you know, Phil, if you know how tall the Hackles are, Richard, and longtime chief in Muscadine, now his boys are in there, Jeff and John, the taller you are, the closer you are to the barrel. So us shorter people usually struggle, but that's not always a key, because the young Rowan boys, Braden and Jared, do quite well, but it's... You got to be pretty strong, too, because you're going to hang on to that nozzle at, what are we running, 120 PSI?
120.
120 pressure on the line. So, two-minute fight, three-minute fight?
2 minutes.
Two-minute fight. So, Chris and I used to do it years ago, and even before he was married. So, it was, I haven't done it. Chris still does it some, and so it's and Chris's dad, Neil Rowan, did it as well. So, it was, it's coming back. Young man from Yuba's bringing down, I believe, three teams. So
fun. I'm wondering, you know, some of those names you mentioned, you know, you might have some wrestling background. Maybe that wrestling stance, maybe that helps you a little
bit. Well, and that's probably where that grip from the Rowan boys comes in handy. So
that's what I'm thinking. So the water fights are just then Friday night, Justin?
Yes. Yep. Just Friday night. Takes a lot to set up, and then having the tractor pull on the same spot Saturday. So it's, you just take them down, put them up once, do it once a year.
A lot of fun for the fans that come out and watch that, I know. And then music by one of the most popular area groups, Steve, on Friday night.
Yes. After seeing them a couple times last year, I thought, you know what? I want to have a street dance. Good old-fashioned street dance, but it's kind of hard when our street's going to be all wet. So I made some contact with Spanky and the guys back in February, and I actually got them lined up, got the okay from everybody in the fire department. Let's give it a try. So we're kind of excited to try it. It's going to be something new that we haven't done for a long time. We've got a tent that's going to be put up. We actually got it put up last night. It's new to us, new used, pretty good size, 40 by 100. We had it down at the dairy breakfast at Arm Brewster's, and that will provide shade all weekend. It'll be up all weekend for ball players, anybody that needs to get out of the sun or the heat. It'll be used Friday night. Bring your lawn chairs. You can put lawn chairs in the lawn, in the grass, or else underneath the tent on Friday night. And whenever you come, if you have the capabilities of carrying in a lawn chair, that would be most beneficial. We will not have maybe a few picnic tables under there. Other than that, we won't have any chairs under there. Yeah, they're really, really getting quite popular, and if our guys show up, they're going to come in and talk a little bit after we get done. So,
yeah, we'll put them on the spot about that, too.
Yeah.
But high mileage will be underneath the tent then on Friday night.
Actually, they'll be outside of the tent, but near the tent.
Near the tent, okay. But, and where's the tent located approximately then?
It is. It covers actually the whole basketball court, which at one time was a tennis court, right next to the ball diamond. So,
okay.
It is within walking distance of the main food shelter at the ball diamond, and then we'll have a food tent and beverage tent set up for the same tent we use for the tractor pull on Saturday night. We use it for the water fights as well on Friday night, and we're going to probably have a beverage tent area underneath the big tent if we find enough manpower and woman power.
That's, you know, that's the key, isn't it? Got to have somebody to man all those posts. But that'll be good. So you can go get a beverage within a few steps. You can watch softball, I would guess, or you can hear the music. So it's all in one spot there.
Yeah, they'll be starting at 8 o'clock and running to, the poster is wrong, but they are scheduled to run till midnight. And I've seen them run a little bit longer than midnight at a few occasions. So
might have to do some encores.
Yes.
Well, let's move to Saturday and the beanbag tournament. Justin, you know anything about that?
That's a standard beanbag tournament. Greg Kinney runs that for us every year. Two-man team, $20 entry fee. And that, if it's going to be really hot, we'll probably put that underneath the tent. There's plenty of room under there for that. Otherwise, they'll just be out in the grass under the shade trees.
Are there some wizards throwing the bags? that are going to be a part of that?
I don't know.
Or some novices. But there's still time to sign up. You sign up that day of.
Yeah. You just show up that day before. It starts at 1 o'clock. So if you sign up, you know, they're 12:30 and get signed up with Greg, and they'll go at 1 o'clock. They do that because of our Canoe the Blue event starting at 10 o'clock because some of them like to canoe the blue and then throw beanbags after they get off the blue. Gives them enough time in between to get off the river and get over there.
Sure. Do you have to sign up for Canoe the Blue?
Yeah, registration for Canoe the Blue starts at 9:30, right in the edge of the parking lot there. My wife usually takes care of all that, and then we'll transport people down. It's usually a race. This year we decided as long as it is, and there's only been a couple people every year that wanted to race anyways, we're just going to charge a $10 fee to basically get transported to the start of it. And then we'll bring you back up to your vehicles once you get out. So it'll just be kind of a float and enjoy the scenery along the Blue River.
Just a casual float then.
Yep. If you want to paddle it hard, paddle it hard.
Do whatever you. And the scavenger hunt, that's something for all ages.
Yeah, that's 5 o'clock on Saturday night. Chris Simonson puts that together for us. It's a picture scavenger hunt, so he always has something in town, and you run around and look for it all.
Oh, that's good. And the tractor pull. That's pretty popular.
Yeah, our highlight for Saturday night's our blacktop tractor pull. We're going to start pulling antiques around 3 o'clock. Farm will start when antiques are over with. It's usually that 6:30, somewhere's in there. It says classes weigh in. It start at 2:30, and I've had a few guys call wondering, well, farm classes, well, you're not going to pull at 3 o'clock, so you really don't have to be there at 2:30. As long as you're there before your class starts, we can get you in it. It's not a huge deal that way. Myself, you can contact myself or Brandon McCormick for that. But that's kind of a normal. Been there every year. We haven't really changed anything with it. Same classes we always pull. Our rules, you got our local farm classes, which is basically anybody that lives in the Riverdale School District. Farm tractor, and you hook it no matter what it is, how big it is. If you got a little extra in it than it's supposed to have, you farm with it. That's the way it is.
That's the nice thing, and a lot of those, that's a lot of history in the Riverdale School District from agriculture. A lot of those tractors that work the land or used to work the land.
Yeah, there is. There's a lot of our active farmers yet that have called, and well, we're going to bring some tractors, and you know, you get the whole neighbor thing going, and red and blue and green, and
bragging
We're going to have them all there, and there will be some bragging rights going on that night.
That's awesome. Unhook them from the chopper and take them to the pole then.
Yes, they will.
There's an open house, and this is, I think they want to welcome a lot of guests back that maybe graduated from Blue River High School, Steve.
Yes. They're starting at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and I'm sure they'd be open longer if the number of participants warrant it. They will be showing off a lot of the remodeling that they've done. I believe, did they start almost a year ago, Justin? They've done a lot of work on the community building and the old school as well. So they are inviting anybody that wants to come. Part of their fundraising, I believe, comes from their market that you talked about it earlier, Phil. I think they run second and fourth Tuesday. They were pretty good crowd there last night as we were putting up our big tent. So come on down if you have any interest in checking into what's been changing at community building.
I know we have an announcement too. If you have any memorabilia or pictures, they'd like to welcome those too. So that'll be a good thing. The open house, 10 until 1 on Saturday. And then the Maker's Market is going on throughout the day on Saturday. What can you tell us about that?
What did they say last night? I think they have 13 vendors. They will be under the tent, I believe, is the plan.
Yes.
To keep them out of the heat of the day. So, and I know they're taking any other entries. Mandy's number's on the tent. Or get a hold of Justin or I if you have any interest in coming to the Maker's Market. It's a new item for this year. So it sounds like they've already got quite a bit of interest.
Well, that's good. And then Sunday, you know, music's a part of the whole thing. And Monty Berger in the Cowboy Church on Sunday morning right away.
Yep. He'll be in shelter in the park and start church at 9 o'clock.
Some old gospel songs there, perhaps. And then a big draw, the chicken barbecue is always a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That's one of our bigger parts of the weekend. That's kind of our highlight for Sunday is the chicken barbecue. And there should be enough if you're there early enough. Last year we sold out by 12:30, so hoping this year we're in the same area.
Yeah, we hadn't done that in quite a while.
That's good.
I think the whole COVID thing and people wanting to get back out sure brought quite a few people out that we hadn't seen. And the Blue Over alumni that they did last year for those, that brought a lot of family and friends to actually see them in the parade as well.
Sure. So that's going on Sunday. You can probably start lining up, you know, maybe even now if you want to get your chair down and get ready.
Yeah.
For the chicken barbecue, to make sure you get it. Pie and ice cream going on, courtesy of the Methodist women that day. And what about the classic car cruise?
That's just, you want to come in, you get a classic car. There's no trophies or anything. It's just bring them in, show them off. You pull in the top of the park, we'll park you in the grass. And if you'd like, right before the parade, we'll run you into the parade route. And you can run your car through the parade also.
Well, that's always a big part of the parade. Steve, it's usually a big time, big parade in Blue River, isn't it?
Yeah, it's held rain or shine, and I don't think we're going to have to worry about rain this year. It's been quite a while since I think we've even had rain on a parade, knock on wood. But I do know that they're inviting any of the Blue River High School alumni that are out there and want to ride in the parade. Just come early by probably 1:30. And hook up with Jay Adams. He's in charge of the parade, or contact Justin and I, and we can tell you where to go to arrange getting in the parade. Quite one of the larger, not probably the largest in the area, but it is one of the larger parades. And I don't know, Justin, what can you add?
Usually lasts a long time, doesn't it?
Yeah, usually we're there around 3 to 3:30 usually at that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if a lot of people, I'm sure some have seen it in a few parades. I've had it in a few parades. Our highlight for the fire department. This year we were fortunate enough to acquire the original truck that the department bought new in 1924. It's running, driving, and I'll be having it in the parade. I'm going to have it in the park after the parade so people can see it. I'd like to have it out all weekend so everybody can look at it. It's just, we don't have enough time for somebody to stand by it or enough manpower for somebody to stand there and tell people about it.
That's amazing. So did it take a lot of restoration when you acquired it then?
No, it's original. It's never been touched.
Wow.
The gentleman we got it from acquired it in 1997, live in Adkins, Texas. And we had actually had a member who was going that way and was able to bring a trailer and hauled it home for us.
How were you able to trace where it was?
He actually contacted us when he had it and got it in 97. He'd contacted the department, and he's a Chevy collector, and he was big into the history of it. So he wanted pictures and clippings and whatever he could get out of it. And so he knew where it was at, and he called me in February and said he was getting a little older and they needed to downsize, and this is the first thing he wanted to get rid of, and he'd really like it to go home. He was very accommodating. We didn't have to pay any more than what he had in it originally. So it's way more than we originally sold it for. And that truck actually has not been in Blue River since 1961. They sold it in auction in 1961.
Oh, that's incredible. So see a part of history there. If that truck could talk, right?
Yes. And the fact that it's original, it has the original ladders that were on it, the nozzles, all the brass fittings are original. The complete truck. It's just 100% original on it. It might have a new tube or tire on it, but it's 100 years old coming up here really quick, so I could see if it had some new tires on it.
Sounds like it's aged really well. So you'll be a part of the parade as well. I'm guessing you're going to have several units from the department in the parade.
We'll empty the station out. We'll put everything in the parade for our department. Yep.
Do people need to pre-register for the parade? Or
no, they don't. They can show up. Like Steve said, by 1:30 helps. You get you in line somewhere. We line up around the old school in town. If you know where New Horizons is at, you can turn just on the west side of New Horizons, take J Street and run her down there, and you'll find everybody. It's not going to be too hard.
We'll put you in line then.
Yep.
The Sawdust Money Hunt, Steve. Are you going to be involved in that?
Yeah, we usually... that is one of the bigger draws as well. It's sponsored by Compeer Financial and Community First Bank, some of our local people. We start with the youngest, what do we go, 1 to 4, I think, something like that. And then you just a couple different age groups, start with the very young and let them go in and go through the sawdust looking for change. And then it progresses up to the ones that are a little bit older. So it is a very good draw, and we just got to keep people like Henry Bray out of the way once in a while. So.
I was going to say, do they have an age group for somebody like you or I? Or
not?
No, they don't go that old.
No.
He tries.
It's it's for the kids. Yeah. Henry's got bad knees, though. He could probably take him out. Yeah. You know, so. And something for the kids all weekend, the tractor pull for kids.
Yes, that's sponsored. The Riverdale FFA puts that on. That'll be underneath the tent that we have up. That'll be after the parade, after the sawdust hunt. So very good group. That draws a lot of the younger group to participate. And that usually takes about an hour. We have a very good ag teacher down there and a lot going on at the Riverdale Ag Department that probably could even be another morning show someday for you.
So. Yeah, I always enjoy talking about that. I'm always amazed by the things that Riverdale FFA is involved in and things they do, too. So, and for the kids, water fights, probably not the same water pressure that you do for the big guys, though, right?
No, I think Justin knows a little more about that. Is this a second year?
Second year for this. This is a completely different setup. It's shorter. Use inch hoses instead of 2-inch hoses. The kids love it. It's just enough water pressure, and get a couple guys to help them if they're smaller kids and can't hold on the hose real well. We've had 7 or 8 kids on there. I know last year there was a couple adults that thought they needed to get into it also, and nobody complained. They were helping the kids. It's a pretty good time, and we do that as the kiddie tractor pull is going on. We get the sawdust cleaned off the road and get the A-frame set up for the kids' water fights and everything, and it's a good time.
I'm guessing that may influence some young person someday to want to join the Blue River Fire Department, right?
It's possible. If you get them to do fun stuff like that, yeah, it's very possible.
And you have music on Sunday as well, Justin.
Yep, we have the Other Brothers Band. They're just going to play from 3 to 6. We're going on, and hopefully the last ball game is done right around 6, and probably not.
You never know, though, right?
No, always hopeful.
But yeah, double elimination can, it makes, I think, was that, I heard your story yesterday with Stan, that was it the team they played in the championship, came all the way back in the loser's bracket, or was it Stan's team that?
No, Stan's team won all 6 games, I think it was. The other team played, like, it must have been 11. At least, yeah, I was going to say almost double that.
Wow.
So, to get back into it, you got to work hard if you lose one of those early games, so, but yeah, it could happen, keeps people interested all weekend, that's for sure. So, we say rain or shine, the weather sounds pretty favorable, though, Justin.
It does. It sounds very, very good for the whole weekend. It's going to cool off nicely, hopefully Saturday. It'll be a nice, good weekend for everybody.
You bet. And, of course, I think the only mention of rain we saw in the forecast was late Friday night. So, hopefully, you get everything done Friday, it rains, and then you have the rest of the weekend.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. And I noticed here, Phil, our parade theme this year is volunteers are priceless. If anybody wanted to build a float to bring it in like that.
Okay. That's your theme there. Yep. So again, the big fundraiser is to put money toward that brand new truck.
It is, yep.
And yep. That'll be here maybe by next Blue River Autumn Fest then, is that right?
It'll be here next spring.
Okay.
It is actually being built as we speak.
Put it to good use then.
We will. So, we'll put it to very good use.
Yeah. And I know you're proud of your department. How many members do you have?
We're sitting right about 34 complete with EMS.
So. You get called out for a lot of different things, you know, for the river as well.
We do, actually. Yeah. We had calls in the river. We haven't had very many this year, but that's part of it. It runs right through the middle of the district. And last year, we had one of our biggest years of fire calls. We had, I think it was 52 calls last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we average just under one a week, so, and they don't come a week at a time. They're usually stacked on top.
I bet. Yeah. Well, we're thankful to have you guys and for all you do. And I just wish that you'd be more bored where you didn't have to get called out once in a while, right?
It'd be nice.
It would. Well, good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Phil.
You bet. Let us know if we need to make any announcements or anything. And Steve, looks like we're going to kind of transition into the music portion of the morning show next.
Yes. I see our illustrious guest has arrived.
Good morning.
Good morning. Looks like Spanky is here
today. Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Well, we'll talk to him coming up next, a part of High Mileage, and they'll be at Blue River Autumn Fest this weekend. Thanks, guys, for coming in today.
Thanks, Phil.
You bet. Steve Williamson, Justin Degenhardt, members of the Blue River Fire and Rescue here on The Morning Show. A part of the Blue River Autumn Fest this year will be some great music, and High Mileage will be there. And joining us in the studio is Spanky, LaVon Felton, joining us. Good to see you again.
Good morning, Phil. Yeah, good to see you.
Good to have you. I don't know how you find the time. It seems like High Mileage has a lot of mileage going on this summer.
We do have a lot of shows. We've been doing a lot of music, and we're like your county fair band. We've done 7 county fairs this summer.
Wow.
And
yeah, is that right?
Yeah, and small festivals and parties, whatever. Yeah, we really enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. It's a group of people that great project. It was actually started years ago right here in Richland Center, believe it or not.
Is that right?
Steve Davis.
Uh-huh.
If you know Steve from the pattern shop.
Sure.
He started this when I was in high school. I answered an ad in the paper for a drummer, and he said I was the only one that had actual symbols that weren't cut out of a trash can lid, so I got the job. But anyway, it's evolved over the years and to the band that it is now, and we have a group of 5 people, and myself, I live in Viroqua now. Jesse Peckham. Jesse's from Richland Center.
Mm-hmm.
He's a financial analyst here at I can't think of the name. It used to be Raymond James, I think, or was it I'll get it wrong. I told Jesse I'd get it right, but I ain't going to get it right. So anyway, Tom Lohr, he's from Sauk City area, lives in Viroqua now. He's a nutritionist, or agronomist, I guess, nutritionist there. And then his brother, they have a large dairy farm down there. And Tim Severson's a electrical engineer for Dairyland Power. He's our lead guitar player. And then we have Zach Cumlin, he works for U.S. Fish and Wildlife down at the fishery at DeSoto. They're from over DeSoto, Eastman, you know, kind of that way. So a little diverse group there.
It really is. People from all walks of life.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's a great, great group. And Sound and Lighting is run by Steve's boy, Trevor, Steve Davis's. Steve did it for us for a lot of years. Now his son does it. And they come in and set up the show and everything. And then they... when we're done, they tear it down, and then we get to feel like we're special. You know, we get to leave.
I was going to say, that's big time.
You know, I don't know. I wouldn't call it big time.
You don't have to pull all your own plugs and carry all your stuff.
I think we all just got old, Phil.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's great. So about how many days or nights do you play a year then?
We play, we're doing, you know, 30, 35 shows a year. So in the summer, it's pretty steady, you know, once or twice a week in the summer. We try to keep it travel time, you know, 2 to 3 hours max, northeast Iowa, southwest Minnesota, and then southwest Wisconsin. Kind of, we get over, you know, towards Madison, you know, over by, you know, in the Decorah, that area. That's about the farthest we like to go, you know. So, yeah, it's fun.
Well, we've read your name on just about every festival I can think of here, and county fair and everything this week, this year, this summer and everything.
Yeah, so. And we're excited to play down Blue River. It's kind of like, for us, you know, for me, it's like going home. I grew up not very far from there. So, you know, it's a great thing. And years ago when we used to play, I played at the Stardust. That's how old I am.
Oh, sure. I used to mobile DJ there.
Did you really? Yeah. Well, I'm sure you're a lot younger than me.
Oh, yeah.
So it's exciting to be able to go down there and be part of their celebration and do that. We're, you know, we do appreciate them, you know, coming to us, and it's a good thing. They need to raise money for their fire department. My wife's a fireman and EMT, and I appreciate and understand, you know, that sacrifice. So,
indeed. What's the area of music you play? What years approximately, Spanky?
So, the music we play is I would call it mainly classic rock. we'll go back into the 70s. We'll go up into the 90s. Heavy on the 80s, I would say, classic rock. A little bit of country. We'll throw some country in. The interesting thing, and yeah, you'll probably understand this, but certain songs just have staying power, and they just do. And sometimes you don't even know why, but they do. You know, you can play Sweet Caroline, and everybody will get out there, and I never, you know.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
Yeah, and I see that at sporting events, too. You know, here's a song that's 54, 55 years old, and the kids know it.
Every one of them.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, so I we've always said we play songs that people will relate to, that they want to hear, that are fun for, and I think that's why we've been successful. We might learn a song and just be like, this is great, this is what, oh man, this is a great song, we're going to, and we play it two or three times, and if it doesn't grab people, you know, and get them out there and want them to dance and enjoy it, we will get rid of it, we will add another something else, and you know, so I would say genre, you know, Journey, AC/DC, you know, everything from, you know, Jesse's Girl up through, you know, 90s stuff. We even do some, you know, some, you know, a Nirvana song in there, and you know, just the country stuff. Some Jason Aldean, Dierks Bentley, mm-hmm. stuff like that. Yeah, so we try to mix it up a little bit. It's hard to, you know, the thing that when with our band is, you know, we might play Never Been Any Reason by Head East, which is back in 76, and then mm-hmm. followed up with Shut Up and Dance by Walk the Moon, which is 10, 15 years ago, and it kind of throws people for a loop, but it's if they're great songs and people respond to them, it doesn't really matter. You know, you can mix that those genres as however you want, you know.
Absolutely. But, do you have a playlist going in, or does it kind of vary
yeah,
every night?
Yeah, we'll Tom will, our singer Tom, he'll run the set lists, and we'll have three sets for a regular 4-hour show, three sets with about a 15, 20-minute break, and two of those in there. And we'll structure that to what we feel is the show. We'll structure that list. And if we're wrong, we pull an audible. It's not a problem. We'll have other set lists, and we'll go, okay, go to set list B or C because, you know, this we expected this to be this crowd. It looks like it's going to be this crowd, and we can make that change just, or we can just pull an audible right, you know, on the thing and say we're gonna change this up and play. We're gonna play more 90s, or we're gonna play more 70s, or we're gonna play mm-hmm. more country.
Whatever's going that night.
Yeah, right? Yeah. You think you know, but you don't always know. You know, we did one Saturday night over at Lake Wisconsin. We played on a boat dock on top of the water. I'd never done that. That was a new.
Did you get seasick or
no? It was attached, but it was, you know, if you fell off, you were in the water. But it was really interesting, and we had to pull a few audibles on that because we thought we knew what to expect, and it turned out to be a little different than what we thought, but yet very good, very cool. You know, it's just you don't know what, when you're playing a private party like that, you don't know what to.
Sure. You've got all that kind of music that you play in your back pocket. That's good. I mean, if you're a Billy Joel cover band, you might get stuck where you may not know what to what to play. Where do you go next?
And you can get stuck with that. And sometimes it's, you know, you just got to know to look at the set list and be like, no, that's not probably where we need to go here. Let's try this. And it's all good, you know. And we have a big, you know, we have a lot of songs. So if you're playing a 42 to 45 song night, you know, if you've got hundreds of songs in your, you know, some of them you might think you remember them, and then you start to play it and you realize you really don't. But it's like I always fake tell it. Our lead singer, they don't know the words either, Tom.
Just fake it. Right?
You don't know the words, and neither do they, so you're okay.
I look forward to hearing you and seeing you in Blue River on Friday night. And after wheeling and dealing all day, how do you find the energy to drum for 40-some songs there, Spanky?
I don't know. It's you know, I just always have done it, and I don't want to give it up, and it's fun for me. I just love doing it. And I've been fortunate to have a wife that understands, you know, and she's been really good over the years to, you know, when it comes Saturday night, it's like, it's funny. I'll be at the shop and I'll be selling a car or doing something. And if it's on a Saturday and I'll get excited like noon, I'll be like, oh, I got to play tonight. You know, I'm really excited to go do a show, you know? And so I don't know, I guess I want to keep doing it as long as I can. And it's, yeah, I'm 55 years old, so I hopefully get another 10 years of it.
Yeah, well, I would think so.
I'd like to.
You might have to play slower tempo, you know. And
earlier,
you know,
in the evening, too. Yeah.
Wrap up by 5.
Yeah. It's funny. You know, it's funny how that changes. You know, we used to play till 1:30 in the morning, and now it's like, oh, how about we do 7 to 11?
Yeah, an early bird special. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll take a break and come back with more from Spanky, and we're talking about high mileage, and they're going to be at Blue River Autumn Fest this weekend. Our morning show guest today, LaVon Felton, Spanky is here, and we're talking about high mileage, and they'll be at Blue River this weekend and having some fun in the studio. You could probably write a book, some of the stories that you've encountered through the years playing music locally.
There has been some stories. You see a lot. You sit back behind the drums and you just watch, Phil.
That's right. The drummer, you're kind of like the catcher on the baseball team.
That's exactly right.
Right.
Yeah, you are, and you just sit back there and watch, and you know, and then you learn a lot.
Yeah. You look at the backside of the four other guys, though.
You do.
When you're doing that.
Yeah.
But yeah, we were talking in the break. You played a lot of the same venues. You were up here at Steadley's back in the day.
We were.
When you were the Hits
band.
Under
the old disco ball, yeah.
Under the disco ball.
You remember the disco ball?
I sure do.
Yeah. Yeah. Played up there for Bun and Mary.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling you on break, Mary billed us as playing country and Western.
Uh-huh.
And evidently both kinds of music there. And then we didn't play any country at that time. We were playing, you know, Mellencamp and Billy Joel and what was on the radio right then.
Yeah.
And
so you faked it a little bit.
It actually went really well. In spite of it. I was a New Year's Eve thing, I think, or something. I don't remember, but I did a lot of weddings and stuff back then. And yeah. And played for a lot of years there.
And
yeah.
The guys in your band, you talked about your lead guitar player. He could probably fix, if something goes wrong, if you blow something, he can probably fix your equipment, can't he?
Oh, you mean Steve? Yeah, he'd fix anything.
Yeah.
He actually built all the equipment. He bought components and he built the cabinets out of, you know, wood and he'd put the speakers in and put all the crossovers and the electronics in. And yeah.
Steve
that,
Davis.
That was all built. They built all that stuff. We went down to... I think it was Good and Loud in Madison, and mm-hmm. we bought a bunch of stuff that Cheap Trick had just traded in.
So you had some sound.
We did. So it was all good. But yeah, but he had built all that equipment back in the day because he was at the pattern shop forever.
Mm-hmm.
Still is a little bit, I guess, over there. So
has High Mileage ever recorded? Have you ever put anything down digitally?
We actually just did that. A couple months ago, my son went to college for recording, and he has a recording studio in a cabin we've got out at the Sugar Shack out by the Washington School out there,
mm-hmm.
Off the farm. We built this really cool Sugar Shack in the woods, and he made it into a recording studio, and we went in there and recorded. And he does some of that. He works in lacrosse, and he's actually in radio, but he did record for us and did a phenomenal job putting some stuff down because we have had a couple things we needed to record to give to some people that were looking for that. So yeah, we did. So I guess the answer is yeah, we did.
So you're now a recording artist.
I guess so. I don't want to put it out there too far. I don't want to be a star. You know,
keep that down. Did you play in high school band?
I did.
That's where you learned the drums?
Yeah, the odd thing is I didn't play drums in high school.
Oh, okay.
I played everything but that and whatever they needed, you know. I did some trumpet, cornet, I did baritone, tuba, whatever Mr. Verholtz needed done that day.
You were the utility man.
Yeah, exactly.
So you don't get the tuba out with high mileage and play
I
that.
Do not. No. I don't know if I can still remember how to do it, but I was kind of if they needed something for marching band, they say, oh, you're playing this today. Oh, okay. Once in a while, I did play drums, so I guess that's true.
Yeah. So you learned to read music, obviously. And things
I did.
Like
that. Yep.
So that's good. Do you have a Blue River playlist then lined up for Saturday or for Friday night, I should say?
Well, I think we do. I believe so.
The Blue River mixtape?
I believe we do. Yeah, I do have a set list for it, but I might be able to help you with that if you really want to know what it is, if I can find it. Yeah, so it'll be, I'm guessing...
8 to 11, Friday night.
8 to 11?
Or maybe later.
Poster's wrong.
But... A poster's wrong, 8 to midnight, okay.
Yeah, he's going to get that extra hour out of us.
It's a long encore.
He's man. Right. That's what it was. It was that.
Check that. I can't find a copy of the contract. So yeah,
Steve Davis did the contract. So check that. Make sure it's right.
Oh, I'm sure Steve has it. He's I'm sure he does. It looks like. It's loading here. But like I said, this is. It looks like we're starting out with some REO Speedwagon. Going to. Authority song, that's Mellencamp. Separate Ways would be Journey. Summer 69.
That's
Stacy's Mom.
Good playlist there.
Yeah. Home Sweet Home is that Motley Crue.
Mm-hmm.
Wagon Wheel, Darius Rucker. Working for the Weekend, Lover Boy, Shut Up and Dance, Sweet Caroline. Never Been Any Reason. Fishing in the Dark, Long Way to the Top, some older AC/DC. I Want You to Want Me, that'd be Cheap Trick. Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi. Bob O'Reilly, that's The Who. Nothing But a Good Time. Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy. Yep, we actually play that song. And that's one of them songs that should never work.
No, that's true.
But it does.
Goes over well.
And then we have to play it over, then we have to play it every night, and that's even worse. Faithfully, Journey, Shook Me All Night Long, another AC/DC. Down at the Honky Tonk, I think that's Dierks Bentley. Pour Some Sugar on Me is Def Leppard. Mm-hmm. Hold On Loosely, 38 Special, right?
Yep, yeah. You got it. What's your favorite one to play, Spanky? Any idea? You said which one you probably don't like to play the most.
You know, we do this Queen medley with like four Queen songs.
Oh, okay.
I love that. I put it together and I, you know, it starts out with Bohemian Rhapsody, goes into like... I'm trying to think of what all's in it, but you know the ones that should be in it.
Uh-huh. Another one, Bites the Dust, probably.
Yeah, I think that's in there, and then Fat Bottom Girls is in there.
We Will Rock You?
Yes, We Will Rock You is in there.
Okay.
And then it ends back to Bohemian Rhapsody. It wraps up with, kind of goes full circle and ends with that. And
that's a Queen medley there. That's good.
It is a Queen medley. Yeah.
I
like that 500 Miles. That's just a cute little ditty. You know that song by the Proclaimers?
Proclaimers, you bet.
Yeah, it was in a Volkswagen commercial, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I like playing that song for some, just because it's fun. But yeah, so I don't know. We can go through.
That's a good playlist.
It should work. If it don't, we'll pull an audible.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Maybe they'll have to learn the Blue River fight song for Blue River High School. We'll have to go back and figure out what that is. Justin Degenhart, the big thing we want to emphasize is all of this stuff is free of charge, isn't it?
It is. The whole weekend in the park is free. You don't have to pay one dime to get into the park. The only thing we charge for is the food and beverage that we serve out of our stands.
Fire and rescue guys and gals are going to do a dollar dance or not?
No. I don't know.
Okay.
We haven't got that far yet.
Okay, we'll figure that out later.
Maybe a limbo.
We know how to do that if you...
the limbo?
The dollar dance.
Oh, the dollar dance.
Oh, yeah.
Done a few of those over the years, I'm sure.
You wouldn't want me to do limbo.
How low can you go?
Right.
Stay standing up.
Yeah.
Well, guys, it's been a real pleasure to get to have you in the studios here today. And Spanky, does the band have a van that you drive, or how do you get all the stuff there?
Yeah.
Where'd they buy that from, I wonder?
Sleepy Hollow.
I wondered about that.
Yeah.
So you got transportation there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming along, and good luck to you and the band.
Thank you, Phil.
You bet. High Mileage, Spanky is here today, LaVon Felton, and then earlier Justin Degenhart and Mr. Steve Williamson as well on The Morning Show. Come out and see them all at Blue River's Autumn Fest this weekend.